Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard Saturday attacked a Kurdish militant group's base located in the north of neighboring Iraq, according to state media. IRNA state media said the Guard's ground forces fired artillery from positions within Iran's West Azerbaijan province, attacking what it described as a terrorist group based across the border in Iraq. IRNA also said some members of a separatist group were arrested by intelligence forces without giving details. The semi-official Tasnim news agency, believed to be close to Iran's military, quoted the Guard's statement as saying the operation will continue in order to ensure border security. The report said the army's attacks were in response to the support of the separatist group for the recent unrest in the country, as well as their attempt to import weapons into Iran. A 48-hour strike by air traffic controllers in West and Central Africa has been suspended, according to their union on Saturday. The strike, which started Friday, has disrupted flights across the region and left hundreds of passengers stranded at airports on Saturday. Hundreds of passengers were stranded at Douala International Airport in Cameroon Saturday morning. This, according to national television CRTV. National carrier Camair Co. said Friday it had canceled all its flights due to the strike. Across the region, airport operations ground to a near halt as authorities tried to keep control towers operational for some flights. The union said more than 700 air traffic controllers had joined in the strike to demand better working conditions and pay. Pope Francis has visited Assisi, the birthplace of his namesake saint, to deliver an appeal aimed at young people in hopes that they can help save the earth and make the world's economy more attentive to the poor. AP correspondent Varya Shackley has more.
During his brief visit to the hill town in central Italy, Francis called for courage in abandoning fossil fuels. He said he was pinning much hope on the young because older generations didn't know how to protect the planet and secure peace. He addressed a gathering of some 1,000 young people, some of them young economists, and others who are involved in efforts, including startups, focused on helping the environment. The participants came from all over the world. I'm Zeria Shakli.